Consideration for programming is provided by State Farm agent John Yelkich, serving insurance needs for Hobart and the surrounding areas. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right. More information is available at john4insurance.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. This program is all about music and the people who make it. With me once again, my old friend Dean Wolf. He is the mastermind and creator of Wolfgang, a group that has been together for many years. Based out of Hobart High School, this is a lot more than just a choir or a choral group. This is a touring act that plays throughout the region. And we're going to hear from the young ladies. We're going to get to know them, and we're going to share some great love songs and perhaps some love stories on this Valentine's week. Right now, let's meet the man himself, Dean Wolf. Dean, how long has Wolfgang been together?
About 30 years ago, we decided, I was a fairly young teacher at Hobart in my third year, and we decided that we wanted to do something a little special for the kids who wanted to do something more than choir and just the classroom. And so we started this group, and we got a few jobs here and there, you know, from parents who had kids in the group, that kind of thing. And it just kind of evolved from there.
Now, this has been an ongoing project. Each year, as girls graduate, you bring in new talent. So some are here for a year or two, some are here for just a year. How many do we have here today? This is like a lot of people.
We have 10 this year.
Is that normal?
No, that's a little more than usual.
And so we're going to be even louder than usual.
Yep. And it just worked out that way for this year. And we have 3 seniors, so I'm not sure what we'll have for next year. But we'll have, you know, I'm not sure we'll have 10 next year.
Okay.
10 kids on the buses, just, you know, on those little activity buses is just a little close.
Now, how many girls would you say have passed through Wolfgang since you started this, ballpark figure?
About 70.
Do you ever hear from any of the former students, and have any of them pursued music?
A few have pursued music. In fact, one's active in theater up in Chicago now. One is one of the first kids in Wolfgang. Is last I knew, I haven't heard from her for a few years, but she was in the state university system in New York working in music. And I know one is down south in the Carolinas as a school teacher. So we do have a few out there.
All right. Well, let's meet some of the girls. We'll be doing this throughout the show. We're going to meet a few at a time. We'll sing some songs. We'll ask a few questions. And let's start at the end here. Say your name and your year, and we'll talk.
I'm Amelia Marshall, and I'm a freshman.
Okay.
I'm Maddie Willis, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, and we'll do one more.
I'm Maddie Olson, and I'm a freshman.
Two Maddies.
Yes.
All right. It's like Maddie'd Square. Let's talk, first of all, what got you guys into music? In any order that you want, just say your name and what brought you to music.
Well, I'm Amelia, and what brought me to music is when I was younger, I saw The Sound of Music for the first time, and it just inspired me to continue in the music pathway because I just loved how Julie Andrews sang in that movie, and I just wanted to be like her.
And at what age was that?
4.
Wow. So you were inspired early on. Now, had you taken a lot of vocal group, choir stuff prior to joining Wolfgang?
Not much. I did Wolfkins, which was a smaller kind of Wolfgang group in middle school that Mr. Wolf did, but that's about it.
Wolfkins. That's kind of cute.
Yeah,
it's like mini wolves.
Munchkins.
And
then one of the teachers wanted to change it, so we did.
Okay. Maddie. Tell us a little about yourself and how you got into music.
Well, I've always been around music from a very young age. It really started when my grandpa brought out his guitar one day. I think I was around like 3 or 4, and he started playing it almost every day and having these like country little songs. And I just like never fell out of love with music.
So your grandpa was playing country music?
Yeah.
Okay. So who's your favorite country artist?
Probably, I forgot her last name.
Okay.
So it's really not going to help.
All right. Are you still a fan of country music?
Yeah, I listen to it a lot, actually.
All right. Now, when did you first start singing yourself?
In elementary school, they had us do the national anthem for a grade, and whoever got like an A+ was put in a musical for like the fourth and fifth graders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the first time I like actually like sang out in front of people. And like everyone was like standing up and applauding. I was like, wow, this is really nice. I
it's
really
a good
like
feeling.
This. Yeah, it felt really awesome.
What was the musical? Do you remember?
It was The Nightingale, I believe.
I am not familiar with that.
Nope.
Nope, not you either. So were you a Munchkin? A Wolfkin too?
Yes, I was in Wolfkins.
Okay. Now, do they normally go from Wolfkin to Wolfgang? I mean, is it like a process? Do most of the girls
the middle
accelerate?
School has a lot more kids.
Okay.
But it's kind of almost like JV basketball or something, and feeding into varsity, that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. And Maddie, number two. Let's start with you, and then we're going to sing a song. What got you into music?
Well, my dad has always been a singer. And so, and like he comes from, you know, a family where his siblings always sing. Like every time that they, you know, like would sing at a wedding, or I would hear like recordings of them singing, like I loved it. So I just say my dad inspired me to sing. And, you know, like every time I would hear him sing, I was like, wow, you know, like that sounds really cool. And, you know, I would just the music that I listened to, I was like, you know, I just, it's
what kind of music
really
was
love.
It?
A lot of 80s, because my parents love 80s, and,
okay.
You know, I like to, you know, jam out to certain songs.
Like 80s metal, or like 80s girl groups, like Taylor Dane or something, or Deborah Gibson?
Well, my dad likes a variety of music, and so does my mom, you know, that come from the 80s, because my mom okay. is kind of, you know, like an AC/DC Poison, and my dad, you know, likes, you know, all variety, like Frank Sinatra and all them,
okay.
So, you know, I think I pretty much get my inspiration from both
now,
of them for the music.
When you mentioned they were singing, are they professional singers? Do they play in bands or anything?
My dad was in a band when he was younger. And and my mom was in a band in high school, but
All right. Well, we have met three of the 10 young ladies. We're going to meet them all before the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, let's hear them do what they do. I think we're going to do some Elvis to start off. After all, this is Valentine's week. Our focus on the music is love-based. And let's do it. What are we going to do, ladies? We're going to do Can't Help Falling? All right. Can't Help Falling in Love. This is Wolfgang, live on the Lakeshore.
Take my whole
Wolfgang, live on the Lake Shore. This is Midwest Beats. We're running some of this live on Facebook. Got a lot of compliments. One guy just chimed in, says, I can't help listening to this.
Hey.
Can't help falling in love, can't help listening. So there you go. That's Charles out there listening today on Facebook. Oh, is that me? Oh, I don't want to discard. I want to keep. Okay, me and technology. What do you say? We have Wolfgang here. They are the ensemble group from Hobart High School, and they've been going for many, many years. Every year, we have new members. Who's a newbie this time? Okay, we've got a lot of them. We met the first three. We met Amelia, Mandy, not Mandy, Maddie and Maddie. I'm going to screw these names up for sure. I guarantee it. Lady number four. I feel like I'm doing The Bachelorette or something. Contestant number four. Tell us a little about yourself, your name and your A and your grade.
Okay, I'm Abigail Gansky, and I'm a senior.
Okay, Abigail. And next to you, number five?
I'm Katie Ramirez, and I'm a senior.
Katie, all right. And our number six?
I'm Tiffany Sachs, and I'm also a senior.
Okay, we got some seniors in here. Let's start with Abigail, and tell us a little about yourself and how you got into music.
Well, ever since I was little, I used to hum, and my mom would always be like, you keep on going, because every, like, in middle school, like, everyone was like, be quiet, because they'd be doing a test or something, and I'd be humming, and my mom's like, don't even listen to them. And
I tell Jose the same thing, be quiet. So when did you decide this is what you wanted to do, that you wanted to join some of the choirs and vocal groups, and how did you wind up in Wolfgang?
Well, freshman year, I remember seeing them on stage, and I was like, oh my goodness, they are, like, such good singers. And I'm like, man, I really want to do that because I love singing, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
Was it a tough audition to get to that point?
I was kind of nervous, but I'm like, you know what? I got this.
All right. Were you a Wolfgang, too?
No.
No. Came straight out of the cold into the Wolfgang trap. All right. Katie, let's hear from you.
In regards to why I started singing, mm-hmm. I don't really know. I don't really have a story like the rest of them. As long as I can remember, I've been singing. I've just kind of, it's been really easy for me to pick up songs. Like when I was little, it would only take me like two like listens to learn a song, like the words to it. And I would just sing it from there. And I've just always kind of done that. I've just always been singing.
Who was one of the artists you emulated? Who were those artists that you would sing along with?
When I was little, my mom used to play a lot of Stevie Nicks, and as I got older, I kind of got away from that. I got more into, like, 80s pop, and recently, like, I want to say about, like, freshman year, I got into some 90s pop, but it definitely came back to Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac this past year.
Okay, very good. Oh, I just got a text from Chef Nick, who does our food show here. It says, the girls are great. They've warmed my heart. Nick, smiley face. So thank you, Nick, for tuning in. Sorry, I missed the chocolate show. Anyway, Tiffany is up next. Tiffany, tell us about yourself and how you got into music. You have little hearts all over your face. I like that. You're really in the mood, aren't you?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
When I was really little, my cousins were in a band, and they just, like, they were always playing music, and my cousin, he taught me how to play just at the beginning, just, like, maybe 10 seconds of a Metallica song on the guitar.
Wow.
And then that got me really into music. And then singing-wise, I was always told I was a horrible singer and that I would never sing good. And then in seventh grade, I decided to join choir. And then this is my first year. I'm a new Wolfgang member.
So you weren't a Wolfkin either?
No.
You went from seventh grade. That was your only singing experience?
Well, I did choir in between. I've been in choir since seventh grade, but that was my first time.
Okay, very good. Dean, why only girls? I've got to wonder. I mean, obviously they're very talented, but what about the guys?
Well, we just don't get that many guys in choir, for one thing, at Hobart. And we have had some very good guys down through the years, but never like this many.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of evolved into that. In fact, the first year we had Wolfgang, we had two guys in the group. And one was a trumpet player, one was a piano player. Because originally we started off with the idea of having live music.
Okay. And now everything is done to tracks.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We just, you know, that was 30 years ago, and we had, you know, a lot of restaurants still had pianos, but they were usually out of tune and things like that. So you have to drag all this equipment along, and it just wasn't practical.
So, okay. Well, let's do another song. If you just tuned in, you're listening to 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. We are streaming at lakeshorepublicradio.org. We are doing a little Facebook streaming as well. If you want to get on my personal Facebook page, and I know there's a few others in here that are streaming, so feel free to tune in and text us a little bit. Tell us what you think. We're going to do some love songs as this is Valentine's Week. And Dean, tell me about this next one we're going to do, which is Tell Him. That's an old 60s song, right?
Yep. And it features one of our altos over there, Abby Leonard.
All right. Abby's going to be lead on this. All right. This is Wolfgang live on the Lakeshore.
I know something about love. You gotta want it bad. If that guy's got into your blood, go out and get him. If you want him to be the very part of you that makes you want to breathe, here's the thing to do. Tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him that you're always gonna love him. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him right now. I know something about love. You've gotta show it and make him see the moon up above. Go out and get him. If you want him to be always by your side, if you want him to only think of you, tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him that you're always gonna love him. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him right now. Ever since the world began, it's been that way for men and women.
Are listening to Wolfgang live on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. Once again, we are streaming live on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and we just had a wonderful comment from Dave. He says, "Does my heart good to see and hear young people singing classic songs?" And that brings me to the question, Dean Wolf, why do you pick the songs you do?
Mostly we try to find what works, kind of a blend between what works for the audiences. You know, we'll work on a song, then I'll kind of stand back and see how the audiences react. Most of our audiences are adults and a lot of times older people, and see how, and also songs that the kids like. And, you know, because they have to be the one, they're the ones actually getting out there and singing.
So they have to relate to it.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to meet Abigail. You are the number seven.
Yeah.
Lucky seven here. And you were singing lead on that last song. So I've got to ask you specifically, when you're singing that song, which was a hit many, many decades before you were even born, how do you relate to that song?
I wouldn't say I necessarily relate to the song personally, okay. but
you sound like you do.
I do enjoy singing that song a lot. Yeah, the girl before me who used to sing it, I would always, like, hear Wolfgang before I was, like, in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the girl before would always sing it, and, like, I would hear her, like, my freshman year. And I love that song so much.
Okay, well, let's talk about how you got into music.
Well, my dad definitely, like, inspired me to get into music because he's been in a band kind of on and off, like, for, like, as long as I can remember. And he would always play his guitar, like, in the morning, and I would always, like, try and kind of sing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of Beatles songs I would try and learn with him from that, so.
Is it a band we would know?
No.
No?
No, I mean, he's, like, been in, like, different ones.
Okay.
They're, like, local ones usually, but...
Okay, very good. Is this your first choir group that you're doing this in?
I was in Wolfgang's in middle school, so, I mean, other than that, that's Wolfgang's the first group I've been in that's, like, serious.
Okay. Let's go to bachelorette number 8.
Hi, I'm Brooke. I'm a sophomore.
Now, Brooke, you were here last year.
Yes, I was.
I remember you.
Yeah.
So you're a sophomore, so this is your second year.
Yes, it is.
Are you planning on staying with Wolfgang through the all 4 years?
Yes.
All right. If I remember right, and I could be wrong, you were saying you actually were interested in pursuing music, like in college?
Oh, that was
Was not you? Okay.
No.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what got you into music and why this is a 4-year plan for you.
Well, one reason why this is a 4-year plan for me is I'm not really athletic, and I'm just going to be honest. Like,
I think they all agree with you.
Hey. Well, I mean, like, I don't, like, I'm not really in sports and stuff, and Wolfgang is really time-consuming, so I might as well be in something that I'm really good at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then what got me into music was Disney. Ever since I was little, I've always watched Disney movies, and, it was actually the Disney princess Ariel. I would always sing Ariel.
Okay.
When I was younger.
I can fully relate to that. My daughter is a professional singer, and she's now, well older than you. But yeah. She started singing with the Disney films, too, and Ariel was her first.
Really?
Yeah, and she became a professional princess for many years.
Aww.
And played Cinderella and Ariel and the one with the weird animal. What's her name? Rapunzel. Rapunzel. All those different characters.
Yeah.
So was that the same with a lot of you ladies? Just by show of hands, did the Disney movies really impact you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We've got almost every hand in the place up. Very good. Who's hiding behind you over there? Number 9.
Yeah, hi, I'm Nolani. I'm a sophomore.
Melania?
Nolani.
Oh, Nolani.
Yeah.
Okay, Nolani. I like that.
Thank you.
We've got 2 Abigails, and we've got 2 Maddies, only 1 Nolani. All right, so tell me a little bit, Nolani, how you got into music.
My family's always been, like, very into music ever since I was little. There wasn't really, like, a time that I certainly remember that I got into music, but I know that, like, my dad, he used to always make me listen to a bunch of bands and stuff and everything.
He made you?
Well,
he stood over you with a bullwhip, like, and says, you must listen.
It was more like family time. We would always, like, sit in the living room and listen to music and everything, and uh-huh. My grandparents were very into music, too, so I've just always been pushed to do my best for music, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Again, my son and my daughter both grew up with me playing classic rock stuff. Am I the only dad that ever said, tell me who made that song? Could you identify that? I would always test them on it.
Yeah. Sometimes my dad would do that.
Yeah. It's like, do you know who did it?
My dad does that too.
My grandpa does that.
My mom will do it sometimes. We're in the car and I'm singing a song on the radio and she'll cover up the name on like the uh-huh. dash and she'll say, who is this?
Very good. And that helps you learn, doesn't it?
I don't know who it is.
Nobody knows who it is. Okay. My daughter's fallback was The Who. No matter what it was, it was The Who. And it was always never The Who. So, all right. We have one more person hiding back there. Hi there.
Hi.
You have hearts on your face, too.
I do.
All right. We got a lot of love going on here in the studio for Valentine's Week. Who are you?
I am Leah Rodriguez, and I'm a freshman.
Leah Rodriguez, freshman. So this is your first time, Leah.
Yes, it is.
What brought you to Wolfgang?
Well, I've always loved performing. Like, since I was younger, I've always been very outgoing, and I just, yeah. So in middle school, I was in Wolfkins, and okay. I was in choir, and I also did a talent show at my middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And then I heard about Wolfgang, and I was like, oh, this would be a great opportunity to perform and, you know, really pursue what I love doing, because I plan on doing this as, like, a career.
Okay. So. Were you here last year?
No. I'm
okay.
a freshman, so.
Somebody last year told me they wanted to pursue this as a career, and I must be showing my age because my mind is going. But what do you want to do with your life as far as when you say a career? Do you want to be a performer? Do you want to work behind the scenes? Do you want to be a writer, arranger?
I want to be a performer. I've always wanted to act, like, one of the people I look up to is Barbra Streisand. She's, oh my goodness, she's one of the most amazing actresses ever. And yeah, I would say, like, acting on Broadway, I think, is like my big dream, but yeah.
Bette Midler a favorite as well?
Yes, definitely.
She's kind of right up there with Streisand, with, mm-hmm. or as we call her, Babs. Let's do another song. This has a story that I actually know. It's by the Turtles, Flo and Eddie, and I had a chance to work with them back in the day. And one of the things that I know the Turtles were very important to my friend Jim Peterick and his wife Karen. Jim, of course, wrote the song Eye of the Tiger, and he always tells me that going to a Turtles concert was his first date with her. And this is a song I'm sure that they'll appreciate, and I'm sure they're probably out there listening in their condo, or in the Lamborghini as he's cruising around. He has a Lambo. And all right, Jim, if you're listening, we're going to send this out to you and Karen. This is Wolfgang from Hobart High School singing Happy Together on this Valentine's week.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up for just a dime and you say you belong to me, I'd lose my mind. Imagine how the world would be. So very fine. So happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together.
Wolfgang, live on the lake shore. Very good. Another one of those songs from the 60s. Do you guys all relate to this music, given the fact that it is from a different time era? Anyone that are you big fans of the 60s? Doesn't
not
really matter?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Just older music in general, I think, for all of us.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us have older parents or just spent a lot of time with, like, older relatives and grew up listening to this kind of music. So I know for me and a good majority of the other girls, we came in knowing these songs already, just had to learn the harmonies. Sure.
Okay. What's it like to work with a 10-piece vocal group? I mean, how do you decide? You're all swapping out different leads and things. How do you know who's suited for it? Is that a Dean thing, or do you guys get to beat each other up over it?
It's a little bit of both. It's mostly Wolf, though.
We kind of audition for them, and then he picks who's the best suited for it.
All right. Dean, let's talk about... Go ahead.
I notice old seems to be cropping up a lot here as a theme.
We prefer seasoned.
Yeah. Sad part is they're, to them, teens. 80s and 90s is old.
Yeah, I know. That's sad. That's still new music to me.
Yeah, me
I still
too.
Can't get my head around that stuff. Let's talk about the volume of people that auditioned for Wolfgang. I mean, you've got 10 talented young ladies here. How many did you have in the original basket of talent that you had to wean these 10 from?
This year, not too many. It kind of goes year by year. Some years we'll have a lot. One year we had like 25 audition for basically there were 3 slots open. We were going to have a lot of seniors the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was brutal because, you know, I know I teach these kids from 6th, 7th grade on, and so I know what it means to a lot of them, you know. And having to make those kind of cuts is tough, you know. Some years we have to cut only 1 or 2, and I think what happens is they kind of weed themselves out as we go along. You know, they kind of see...
Do most of them that start early on, do they stay with it for the 4 years?
Usually,
Brooke is going to do?
Yeah.
It's Brooke who's going to stay for 4 years.
Yes,
okay.
So that usually is, if they're in, they're in.
Right.
Okay.
Now, in the regular choir class, not as much, because there are schedule conflicts and things like that. But once they're in Wolfgang, they tend to stay. We'll occasionally have a kid drop out, but not too often.
Okay. And speaking of schedules, you guys do a lot of summer shows. You do a lot of special events. It started out, as you mentioned, parents might have a social group going on. They hired the girls. But you have done a lot of events. You've done Lake Honey Fair. You've done Highland Fest for me. You did South Lake Mall. All these different events now. And I'm just one guy. I mean, you have several people that call you to have Wolfgang perform. What's a typical type of show?
About 45 minutes of, right now, we're mostly... we do some 40s, but mostly 50s and 60s music. We used to do a lot more 40s, but now, sadly, you know, there aren't that generation is.
So is the Andrews Sisters isn't a big part of the show like it used to be?
Not as much. We still do it because some of the old standards people still, you know, even a lot of younger people still know the Andrews Sisters. They mm-hmm. may not even know who they are, but they recognize that the melody, say in Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy or something.
Okay.
And so they recognize those. But it's kind of, there's one song we used to do called Six Jerks in a Jeep. That,
I know that one.
And it was an Andrews Sisters song from, it wasn't one of their more popular ones, as I understand, but it was in a movie they were in. But you would hear, like 20 years ago, we would do that song, and you would watch the audience, and it had a verse and a chorus. And the verse, people would sit there, and when we hit the chorus, you would see people like nodding to each other, oh yeah, I remember this kind of thing. You know, it was a good thing,
right?
And you don't see that anymore.
Do you do a lot of retirement homes or nursing homes or anything like that still?
Yep.
Okay. Let's sing something again, and I'm going to throw this to the girls and let them decide. Since we're talking about the Andrews Sisters, would you guys prefer to do one of the 60s medleys, like the Runaway Bride medley, or would you rather do the Andrews Sisters?
Andrews Sisters.
Show of hands for Andrews Sisters. You guys like it. All right, we'll go with that. Let's let Chris Connor, who's running the sound here, get everything queued up. And we're going to take you back to the 1940s. We'll send this out to anyone from the Great Generation. This is Wolfgang, live on Lakeshore.
Sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Chicago way. He had a boogie style no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was home with the draft. He's in the army now, I'm going reveille. He's the boogie woogie do the war company B. The men of war's do the war's Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next to the cab went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he was reveille. He's the boogie woogie do the war company B.
A two,
he loves an eight to the bar. The boogie rhythm, he can't play a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he was reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of company B. He's some boogie woogie bugle boy of company B. When he plays boogie woogie bugle, he's dizzy as a buzzy bee. When he plays, he makes the company jump and eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of company B. He blows an eight to the bar. He can't play a note. He's playing with him. He makes the company jump when he was traveling. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of company B.
I'm Nalani, I'm a sophomore.
Hi, I'm Brooke, I'm a sophomore.
I'm Abby, I'm a junior.
I'm Tiffany, I'm a senior.
I'm Katie, and I'm a senior.
Hi, I'm Abigail, I'm a senior.
I'm Maddie, I'm a freshman.
Hi, I'm Matilda, I'm a sophomore.
Hi, I'm Amelia, I'm a freshman.
And we are Wolfgang from Hobart High School. Thank you so much for listening to us tonight.
Boogie every night, wakes up the same way in the early light. Clap their hands, heads up their feet, because they know that name. Someone gives them a beat, it really breaks it up. When he was readily, he's a boogie woogie bugle bar company B. A two, a two, a truly attitude. He blows an eight to the bar. Boogie rhythm, can't play a no one unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he was readily. He's a boogie woogie bugle bar company B.
Right, Wolfgang, live in the studio. Excellent stuff. Taking you back to the 1940s, sending that out to the greatest generation from World War II, the sexy ladies of the Andrew Sisters. They were something else, as my dad used to say. This is an interesting show because it's our Valentine show, and we're doing lots of love songs with Wolfgang. And that brings me to the question part of our program. We're going to get to know a little bit something about the girls. Let's start in the order 1 through 10 with Amelia. Let's find out, what do you think makes the best Valentine's Day gift from a girl perspective?
That's a hard one.
Maybe. That's what guys always say. It's like, what do you get them? I don't know. Yeah. So we're trying to help the guys out here.
Stuffed animal or a box of chocolates, maybe?
Okay, pretty standard stuff, huh? All right. Maddie, what about you?
A really, really big bear, like a life-size bear, and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Okay, like a Build-A-Bear, not a real bear, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just didn't know there. Life size, I was thinking, take her to the zoo, you know, you never know. All right, Maddie, let's go with a slight variation. What makes Valentine's Day special for you? What is it about Valentine's Day that's special for you?
I don't really know. I mean, I guess just like all the love, pretty much, because, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've never really had, like, something special really happen to me on Valentine's Day before, so I couldn't really say, but I mean...
Are you planning anything special for this Valentine's Day?
Nope.
No?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Well, let's go on to Abigail.
Okay.
Abigail, what does Valentine's Day mean to you?
Well, I mean, love, friendship, family, I mean, I don't know, like...
Who's your Valentine this year?
My family. I can't even pick.
Okay.
My brother, maybe.
So Valentine's Day is basically you share that with everybody you care about.
Yeah. It's friends. All right. I give them Valentines, and it's just a fun time.
She brought in Valentine's for the whole class first hour today.
Yes. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Aw, you got the spirit going then.
She wrote all of us cards.
Yes,
she made all the Wolfgang members personal cards.
Yes. So you
put personal stickers on them.
Wow, so you hand did all that. Did you do that like last night?
Yeah.
She does it for every holiday.
So you're a holiday guy, gal.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Katie, I've got to wonder because you've got... Where are you?
There
you
are.
You've got the bright red lipstick on. And that tells me, that reminds me of the bright red hearts that I always used to see when I was a kid on Valentine's Day. And let's talk about what makes Valentine's special for you and what would be the ultimate Valentine's Day gift that someone could give you.
I personally don't like Valentine's Day.
Oh, I picked the wrong girl for that question.
I feel like it's just kind of like a way for the card companies to exploit us. I feel like they're just trying to get our money. Like, I'm not a Valentine's Day person.
Jose's agreeing with you here. crash commercialism.
But for the perfect gift for me, I'm a big fan of flowers all around, so I would take flowers and goldfish crackers. Preferably
okay.
One of, like, the gallon cartons of them. I love goldfish crackers.
What kind of flowers?
Not roses. I feel like roses are too stereotypical, so anything but.
Okay. All right, I'll accept that. Tiffany, what about you? What is a what would make your Valentine's Day that someone could give you or do for you?
I, like Maddie said, I really like chocolate-covered strawberries, and last year my Valentine got me a box of fudge from Cabela's, I think.
Okay.
And that was really good. They've got good fudge. I would recommend it to a friend.
I've gotten jerky there, but I wouldn't think of Cabela's as being a fudge place.
It's either Cabela's or Bass Pro, but I'm thinking it was Cabela's.
Okay, also good jerky there, too. Chocolate-covered jerky. There's a novel idea. All right. You've got hearts all over your face.
Yes.
And well, they're kind of wearing off a little bit. But
I'm
taking it that you are a fan of Valentine's Day. You don't believe it's a gift card conspiracy.
I do think that it is a Hallmark holiday, but
okay.
I give in. I like it. It's nice.
All right. Do you have a special Valentine?
My mom.
Okay. So is she the one that gave you fudge last year?
No, I had a boyfriend last year.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll just leave that one right alone. Abigail, let's talk to you about Valentine's Day. Why is Valentine's Day a special day for you, and what are you doing this year for Valentine's Day?
Well, Valentine's Day to me, honestly, it's more so like you don't have to have a significant other, I think, to celebrate Valentine's Day. It can just be like you appreciating like your friends and family, mm-hmm. like, and those you love.
Mm-hmm.
And for Valentine's Day, I think I'm going to go to the movies with my cousin and my sister.
What are you going to see? Black Panther?
Yes.
I want to see that this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Maybe I'll take my wife. Nothing says love like violence and superheroes. Men in tights. All right. What is the perfect Valentine's gift for you? If someone were listening tonight, wants to be your Valentine, what would they give you to win your heart?
I think it's so easy. Like, honestly, like you say, like, guys, like, always complain about how it's hard. I feel like just... honestly, like chocolate-covered strawberries and like flowers, it's
flower?
I don't care. You can go stereotypical. I like roses.
Okay. All right. Brooke, how about you? What does Valentine's Day mean to you, and how are you going to celebrate?
Honestly, what it means to me is basically spending time with the people that you love with.
Okay.
And the main people that I really appreciate and love with is my siblings and my mom.
Okay, you're wearing a love shirt.
Yes, I am.
So are you full of love today?
Yes,
are you
I feeling am. It's actually a really good day today. Okay. It's a great day.
Okay, want to share why?
Because I'm with the people that I love.
Aww. Aww.
Okay, guys. Anyways.
All right, are you doing anything special for Valentine's Day?
Well, it's a day off, so work. nothing.
Why do you get a day off from work on Valentine's Day?
I mean, I'm not scheduled, so.
Oh, okay. I thought they gave you the day off. I'm like, where do you work for? Cupid? I mean.
No.
Okay.
I'm a hostess.
With the mostess. Nolani, where are you hiding back there? What are you doing for Valentine's Day, and what makes it a special day for you?
So tomorrow I'm going on a double date with some friends and then my boyfriend. Ooh. And then.
Well, I would hope he's there if it's a double date.
Well, yeah. I would hope so, too.
Otherwise, you just blew it out of the bag here.
Yeah.
And Valentine's Day, like, it's just spending time with ones you love, showing you care for them and everything, just like any other day, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so, what's your double date? Anything special?
We're just going to watch a movie and order food, so.
No chocolate and strawberries were injured in your date?
No.
Okay. Leah, our final Wolfgang young lady, hiding behind Jose's magic box of instruments there. What are you? I'm having a hard time seeing her. I see her knuckles. There she is. There she's got hearts
she
on her face.
Yes.
So I'm taking it you are into the Valentine's scene. What is your plans, or what are your plans for Valentine's Day?
Well, I don't have any set plans. Something might pop up, but... yeah, nothing set.
Just... It sounds like you're wishing and hoping.
Well, I mean, I'm not
as
a big Valentine's...
As that old song used to say, wishing and hoping.
Well, I'm not a big Valentine's Day person. Like, I wore the hearts because, you know, it's like, oh, everybody loves the hearts. But, you know, like, I'm just... yeah, like, pretty much. I honestly think Valentine's Day is a little creepy because they're promoting this half-naked baby flying around shooting people with arrows. And I think... a little strange.
That's true. You know, I don't know if any of you guys watch Colbert, but did you see Liam Neeson on a couple nights ago? He was dressed as Cupid, and he's doing the Liam Neeson, you know, Taken guy, and he's all vicious and mean, and he's talking about skewering people in the hearts with their arrows, trying to make Cupid cute and fuzzy, and he becomes like Cupid the assassin. And I never realized that until, like, you just mentioned that, Leah, that it's a creepy little guy with an arrow.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, why would you choose a baby who shoots arrows at people? I just don't understand. Like, why not, like, a little heart with, like, yeah, like, but the... Do you want to be, like, struck with love? Like, yes. I feel like that's, like, ow. That's violent. I want to be, like, I want to be caressed. Like, that's a little nicer.
All right. Before we get to another song, we are getting tight on time. Is there anyone that wants to give a shout-out to a special Valentine? Okay, Maddie?
I want to give a shout-out to my boyfriend, Bradley. Because he's really sweet and he cares for me a lot and he always plans ahead, so he always gets me something.
All right, and preferably chocolate covered strawberries and flowers.
And a real life bear.
And a real life size bear.
And Maddie's pretty high maintenance.
Oh, just a little bit. Anybody else? Okay, well, we'll go in order. All right, Maddie, two.
I don't have a boyfriend or anything, but I like to give a shout out to two people. One, my mom, because she makes every day better, obviously. And another one to my best friend, Kelsey, because, you know, who needs a significant other when you have an awesome nerd loving best friend like
That's true.
My friend Kelsey?
Relationships are often overrated. Abigail, Katie, Tiffany, any of you? Tiffany? Okay.
Yeah. You can go first.
Okay, my family and my friend Maddie Mata.
Okay.
So, hey.
All of my friends that are supporting us and listening to us at home. And my boyfriend of 4 years, Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Good name there. I like that. Tiffany?
My mom, because when I was leaving for school this morning, she asked if you were going to ask us to shout out our Valentine's. And I was like, yeah. She was like, you should shout out me. I'm your Valentine. And, yeah, even though, like, I don't have a boyfriend, my mom's just always there for me. So she's the person I love the most in the world.
Very good. And that's what moms are supposed to do.
Moms are the best.
Brooke.
Hi.
Oh, wait, I missed Abigail.
Yes, you did.
Abigail.
Just like all my friends, I guess, that are always supporting me, my family. Yeah.
Okay. No one special?
No, didn't.
No. All right. And Brooke?
Same thing. My mother. I love her so much.
You guys are all like close to moms, huh?
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
My mom is here. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
That's right. We do have a mom here. Hi, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
She's my real Valentine.
She's my Valentine,
I don't
too.
Even know who Thomas is. I lied. I made him up.
No. Milani, who is your Valentine? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my boyfriend Jack. He's
Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a really good boyfriend. Yeah, Maddie's
what
brother.
What makes him a really good boyfriend?
He listens and he cares about me a lot, and I care a lot about him, and it's just always a good time with him, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, Maddie, is he a good brother as much as he's a good boyfriend?
Yeah.
Little hesitation there.
It's a different
job description.
I love him and Nalani together. Like, he treats her so awesome. And, you know, Nalani is one of my best friends, so I couldn't ask for anyone better for her to be with, honestly.
That's so cool. And last but not least, my hidden guest here, Leah. There she is, popping out like a jack-in-the-box. Who is your Valentine? And any shout-outs?
I'll give a shout-out, I guess, to my boyfriend, Asa. lower on the spectrum. Sorry, Asa. to my mom, my dad, my brothers. Yeah, love you guys.
Okay. Asa, you got to work a little harder there, brother.
That's a good
one. All right. We have about 4 minutes left. We could do a couple of short songs, or we could do a longer medley. What do you guys want to sing? I'm going to throw
Sandman.
No, I think
what about
dancing?
Dancing in the streets? Is that what you're talking about? The 60s? You guys want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that. We love the 60s, and this is, again, it's Valentine's Day with Wolfgang from Hobart High School. And before we sing this, just in case we run tight, Dean, is there somewhere they can get a hold of you to hire these young ladies?
Yeah, just call Hobart High School and ask for the choir director.
And that would be you.
Right. Dean Wolf.
All right. Once again, a final time, live in the studio from Hobart High School, the premier vocal ensemble, Wolfgang. We're going to do a little dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing in Chicago,
dancing in the street.
Down in New Orleans,
dancing in the street.
Up in New York City,
dancing in the street.
All we need is music,
oh,
sweet music. There'll be music everywhere. There'll be swinging, swaying, record playing, and dancing in the street.
Together, I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy.
First say you love me, I wanna know, how can I tell if he loves me so?